Hi, everybody. This is Jeff from the Icebox Radio Theater. Thanks so much for downloading our first podcast of this new season and this new series entitled Radio Icebox. We can't wait to hear what you think of the show. We have a Facebook page you can go to, as well as a Twitter handle, Icebox Radio, one word. And, of course, good old-fashioned email. That is at home@iceboxradio.org. Consider going to iceboxradio.org, our website, checking out the Join Us page with information about making a small donation towards the production of these shows. And if you already have, I just want to say thank you very, very much. Let's go on now with the show.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
JJ!
What?
I heard shots.
Oh, were these they?
What are you doing?
Sound effects. Cool, huh?
You both gave me a heart attack.
Tell me, which of these sounds realistic without being dire? The Uzi or the 12 gauge?
I thought the play you were working on was a sensitive coming-of-age story.
And it is.
So our hero finds true love at gunpoint?
No, this isn't for the play.
Oh, that's a relief.
I need to call Barb and tell her not to come down to the theater, but if I just do that, she'll
never listen.
Yeah, so I figure I'll tell her we're in lockdown on account of a crazed gunman. Now, which of these explosions says, remain safely in your home without contacting the authorities?
Hold it. Why are you doing this?
Didn't you hear me? I said Barb was coming down to the theater.
Barb always comes down to the theater.
And I always don't want her to, so I figured, come up with a plan.
Why don't you want her to come down to the theater?
Why would I? She's bossy, she's overbearing, and she...
Yes?
She scares me a little.
Oh, big grown man like you, frightened by an old woman.
Old woman? She ran the Rainy Lake Triathlon last year and didn't stop talking the entire time, including the swimming portion.
What is it about Barb? Her plays?
No, her plays are fine.
Really?
Okay, her plays are terrible, but that's not the point. She's not a bad writer. She's just a little overenthusiastic. The woman types at 90 words a minute. I once saw her produce a soap opera in the time it takes to brew coffee.
Well, it seems to me, boss, that if we're going to run this little radio station and have an original play every single night, we're going to need Barb.
Pardon me, but I thought I was station manager and you were the secretary.
Administrative assistant. Oh. And when have we ever bothered with titles around here?
Programming is my area.
And fielding complaints is mine, which is why I'll quit if you don't keep to the schedule.
You know, reality shows are very big on TV. We should try one of those.
On radio? How would that work?
Sneak a microphone into someone's house and switch it live?
I smell lawsuit.
Where's your sense of adventure?
It occurs to me that a lawsuit might be a bit more trouble than simply dealing with Barb.
How'd we get back to her?
She's something you're going to have to deal with.
Why?
Because she just walked into the front hall.
Oh. Abby, dear, have you seen James? I can't wait to... Oh, there you are.
Barb, I've told you a million times my name is not James.
Of course. I have the manuscript.
Neither J stands for James. My name is Jacob Jasper.
Really?
Don't you have some administration to assist?
I have tonight's play.
I have a slight sore throat, but you don't hear me complaining.
I can't wait to see it. Is there a part for me?
Of course. You are cattle heiress Rosa Bud.
Ooh, I never got to be an heiress before.
Wait, where do I know that name?
And you, JJ, shall play the cattle.
Can't. I'm needed in the control room. Cody needs me to calibrate the exciter.
Don't be vulgar, dear. Mm. Besides, I need you for more than just the cattle. You are also dead cowboy number 3.
What?
It's a very important role.
Barb, didn't you tell me you were adapting a classic this week?
It is a classic. It's a reimagining of The Mystery of Desmond Drood.
You mean Edwin Drood?
No, dear, this is the one by Charles Dickens.
Why would a Dickensian novel need cattle and dead cowboys?
I said reimagining. Cody has already made the announcement on air. I've had several neighbors and well-wishers say they're coming, so I must go see to the sets and costumes. Here are your scripts. Familiarize yourselves and be on the stage for the first read-through promptly at 3.
3? The broadcast not until 8.
Perfection cannot be rushed. I'm off to see about a cactus. Oh, work hard, my little beavers.
That's 5 hours of rehearsal.
You had something better to do?
Well, I wasn't lying about the exciter.
Cody does all the engineering stuff around here. All you do is hand him tools and tell him stories.
That's not true. Sometimes I get him a drink when he's thirsty.
Oh, you're a good little helper.
Damn straight. Now some items of interest for the Icebox community. Pete Campbell, the self-proclaimed richest man in town, will be holding a How to Be the Richest Man in Town seminar this Saturday at the Opera House Main Auditorium. Participants in the seminar will learn all of Pete's secrets, including self-confidence, the road to riches, how to believe in yourself, how not to not believe in yourself, and the ever-popular It's All in Your Head, Stupid. Pete promises to teach you how to become the richest man or woman in town, and wants to assure everyone he's done this seminar numerous times before. Priority tickets are on sale now for $79.95. The Icebox Area Little League will begin holding tryouts this Saturday at the old elementary school field for the season to begin play in April. As is tradition here in Icebox, players are only eligible for the Little League if they are little in one of the following ways: height, shoe size, age, index to middle finger ratio, voice pitch, or ear size. A complete chart with information on what league you may be eligible for is available at the front desk of City Hall. Teams are limited to only one homunculus per side.
All right, everyone, let's settle down. Yeah. It's nearly 3:15, and I hate starting late.
We're only late because you were doing your makeup until 2 minutes ago.
Because art cannot be rushed. Now, where's Cody?
Hey, JJ, the exciter looks good.
Excellent.
Where have you been?
Calibrating the exciter.
Your personal life is your own concern. For right now, here's your script and your costume.
Costume? We're not doing radio plays anymore?
Of course, but this play shall be a triumph. Your announcement today, Cody, well spoken by the way, inspired several of my neighbors to actually attend tonight's performance, and they are telling all their friends.
Because I was just planning to set us up in Studio B.
Nope, we shall be on the stage.
I'd better start setting up the chairs then.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that.
You don't understand. Those folding chairs are from the 40s. And a lot of those seats are rotten.
Not an uncommon problem in the theater. But Cody, you're needed here on stage to play my hero in The Mystery of Desmond Drood.
You mean The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
Why does everybody keep making that mistake?
Excuse me, Cody?
Yes, Jennifer?
I got those cords all wrapped up and the stack cabinet closed.
Thank you.
Sorry, I don't think we've met.
Oh, right. I'm Jen. I'm Cody's intern.
He has an intern? How come he gets an intern?
I don't know anything about this, Cody.
She kind of volunteered, boss.
Yeah, but we can't afford internships.
It's unpaid.
Forget whether or not we could afford internships. We didn't offer one.
Hey, that's right. Interns don't just show up.
This one did.
I should explain. My family had a cabin down on Captogama. When the weather was right, we used to be able to get your station. I listened to it all the time when I was a kid.
So you thought you'd just show up and offer your interning services?
Guys, please. You're being rude.
Speaking of rude, can we get back to the play?
In a minute. Look, boss, there's way too much work for one engineer, and Jennifer studied electrical engineering before she switched over to nursing.
You're a nurse?
Almost. One term to go.
I was working on that exciter, and she knocked on the door. I said, can I help you? And she said, you're using a 5/8 when you should be using metric.
And they say romance is dead.
So we got to talking, and she really knows a lot about radio.
So you offered her an internship?
I just, you know, I thought she could use our help.
Help completing her nursing degree by working at a radio station?
Yes?
Look, I'm really sorry. I just came to visit and thought maybe...
Dear, that's fine. Don't give it another thought. Tell me, how do you feel about the theater?
I'm in favor of it.
Excellent. Can you read?
Of course.
Can you read in front of an audience?
Oh, God, no. Terrible stage fright.
Oh, well, very well. You may begin by setting up those folding chairs. Check them for rotten seats. Cody says it's a problem.
Now, hold on just a
second. James, I shall not have my rehearsal delayed another minute. Cody is obviously smitten with this charming young thing.
What?
Well. And she's not costing the station a dime. She can set up folding chairs while we rehearse. Is that agreeable to everyone? Excellent. Let's get to work. Well,
I okay, move I'm over sure. here to sound one effects.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I didn't think anyone was in the studio.
It's my regular 5 to 7 shift, Dinner with Jazz.
Oh, you're a DJ?
Yep. And a handyman, janitor, theater director, ad sales. Oh, there was one more.
There is?
It's on the tip of my... Station manager, that's it.
Wow, busy guy.
Well, everyone else around here is just as busy. Sorry, did you need something or...
Oh, Cody just needed his toolbox on the roof.
Is the antenna okay?
He's just putting on some new cables. Won't take a minute.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I think I saw the toolbox.
It's, here it is.
Ah. Good. Did you need something else, or...?
Well, do you have a minute?
This is Leather Lip Oakley. His sax solos average about 12 minutes. I got plenty of time.
Oh, well, if you have a minute, I was just wondering something.
Yeah?
This isn't a normal radio station, is it?
Oh, that.
I mean, I don't want to be insulting.
Oh, don't worry, you won't be. Not to me, anyway.
It's just, when I used to listen to it on the radio when I was a kid, I thought it was a normal station.
And now?
Well, it's different.
Yeah, that would be the space rock.
The what?
Have you heard about the great meteorite of 1975?
Oh yeah, my dad told me about that.
A giant flaming rock fell from the sky, landed right in our lake, about a quarter mile off the beach. Ever since then, we haven't been able to get broadcast from the outside. No TV, no radio, no nothing.
What about cable or satellite?
Well, cable wasn't even available in the county until the late 80s, and by then folks had kind of gotten used to no TV. Besides, they had us.
Us?
IBR, Icebox Radio. See, this little station was supposed to be part of a refurbishing effort for the Opera House. When the TV and the other radio got knocked out, we were the only signal in town. So people came down, offered to sing songs, tell stories, poems, whatever. Eventually, it just kind of became a habit for folks to be on the radio. Oh, and everyone listens.
That's nice.
It didn't hurt that Icebox was always been a little different. People just took to the idea of having their own radio station. And believe me, it's their radio station. If you don't do things just the right way, it causes a huge stink.
But you're not local?
Oh, no. I've only been here about 2 years. I was a teacher. Got laid off down in the cities, and this was the best gig I could find. Kind of feel lucky I did now.
One more question.
Yes?
I noticed this station doesn't have call letters. Is it legal?
Oh, that. Well, they assure me we have official call letters and a license from the FCC and everything around here somewhere. People just call it IBR because that's what it's always been called. I have no idea what the actual call letters are.
You're the station manager, and you don't know what the call letters are?
Well, Abby takes care of all the legal stuff. Hey, this song's wrapping up?
Right. Sorry.
No, anytime. I'm glad you're here. Cody seems quite taken with you.
He does?
As an engineer, I mean.
Oh, right.
Wishing well won't take no dimes for change. I've been throwing pockets in the water since the day you went away. And I just can't believe there's nothing left of me, of who I used to be. You should have let me go. Cause I don't know who I am anymore. 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 Anymore.
Ah, good afternoon, Dave. I wasn't sure you're coming in today. You knew we were doing one of Barb's plays, right? So you've read it and everything. What did you think? Yeah, me too. Thanks for showing, though. Oh, no, really, I mean it.
But how do you know that we can't have a horse on stage until you try?
Because I was in a riding club until I was 12. The poor thing would either spook and hurt someone or get bored and start eating the scenery.
You were in a riding club?
Don't sound so surprised.
I'm not. I'm just, you know, managing large animals doesn't seem like the kind of thing you'd be into.
And why not?
They don't understand English and therefore cannot be argued into submission.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I loved horses when I was little.
Who doesn't?
Oh, hello. I think I've met everyone here but you.
Oh, Jennifer, this is Dave, our sound effects man.
Oh, I see. That's why he
uses sound effects, right? It's kind of his trademark. Okay, more of a milieu then.
Cody?
Mm-hmm?
Does he not talk?
What are you talking about?
Well, now that introductions are done, can we please get started? Excellent. First off, David, I have some specific sound requests. Can you give me horses arriving? No, that's not right. We're in the Old West, not cobblestone streets. Better. Work on that.
Miss Barb?
Yes, dear girl.
Will you be needing me? I have some things to do in the office.
Oh, not at all. We might need you to usher once people start arriving.
Oh, okay.
I have a 40s vintage usherette costume for you. You better run down to the grocery store and get some hose, dear. Black would work best.
Are you kidding? Right. I'll get the pantyhose.
I'm sorry. Did she ask if I were kidding?
Be gentle, Barb. She's only been here a day.
Oh, you're right, James, as always.
Okay, but my name's still not
okay,
Jane.
Okay, now, our first scene is the Ghost Town Saloon.
I thought this play took place in England.
Poetic license.
More like poetic license to kill.
Very clever play on words.
Thank you.
Now you shut up now.
Fine.
All right, we begin. Desmond Rood arrives.
Howdy, Miss Rosa. Mighty fine herd of cattle you have out on the South 40.
Why, Mr. Rood, I do believe you're flirting with me.
Just admiring the herd, ma'am.
James.
What?
That's your line.
What? Here?
Yes, you see, I already highlighted it for you.
I play the cattle herd?
No, dear, you play all the livestock. You're so good at those voices.
But this is just a lot of mooing.
Well, it's your part, so there you are.
Oh, unbelievable.
Let's hear one.
Yeah, JJ, you do it such a good cow.
Ganging up on me now.
Come on, boss. Let's hear it.
Absolutely
unbelievable.
Perfect. All right, back to our scene. The cattle are lowing in the distance. That's you, James.
I know.
Desmond Rood has come into the saloon and Rosa leans on the piano waiting for him. David, what do you have for a squeaky saloon door? Excellent. We'll go on that sound. So, Desmond.
Me?
Yes, you. Go on the squeak. Cue the herd. Wait, off mic, James. You sound like the cow was sitting in my lap. Better. All right, David, squeak me.
Howdy, Miss Rosa. Mighty fine herd of cattle you have out on the South 40.
Why, Mr. Rood, I do believe you're flirting with me.
What on earth?
No, that's the power.
Oh, again?
I'll get it. I just need to check the breakers.
You told me we replaced them all.
We did, when we replaced all the wiring in 1936.
36? Unbelievable.
It's okay. Cody will get us back up. Oh, that's me. If we're off the air, the calls will start coming in.
Right.
Well, you can't go too. What about rehearsal?
Barb, if we can't get back on the air, there won't even be a show.
No!
Which means we have an extra day to practice before we do the show tomorrow.
By Jove, you're right, James. I shall be at my studio redesigning the costumes and adding pieces to the set.
10-4.
And see what you can do about finding an actual cow, preferably one that doesn't need to defecate. I will not have my play reduced to a low farce.
One cow, sans pies. Got it.
Excellent. This shall be my greatest work ever.
You know, she may be right. Well, Dave, what do you think? Yeah, we dodged a big one.
Cody?
Down here.
There you are. I lost you.
Sorry.
Still the fuse box?
I just don't understand it. It shouldn't have failed the way it did.
Well, yeah. But like you said, the wiring in this building is pretty old.
That's what concerns me. When the wiring in this building fails, there's usually outward signs. Scorch marks, smoke, fire engines in the parking lot, things like that.
Lovely.
This just stopped working. It's weird.
Well, why don't you go home and get some sleep?
Can't. I'm actually on the air until 2, which reminds me, I need to get upstairs. The record's almost finished. Would you stay down here and take a look at this for me?
Sure. I can give it a peek.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here, Jennifer. You have no idea how good it is to have someone to talk to.
It's me. Yeah, this situation is more complicated than we thought. I know. But I'm going to need more than a week to figure out what's going on here. Can I have 3 weeks? Fine, but you tell command that this job is going to take time. No, I'm not getting personally involved. Don't worry. When the time comes, these people will be dealt with.
You have just heard Welcome to Town, the premiere episode of Radio Icebox. Featured in your cast were Ayla McIntosh as Abby, Jeffrey Adams as JJ, Cody Boyer was Cody, Scotta Turner played Jennifer, Dave Irwin played Dave, and Victoria Olson was Barb. The play Cass and Law was originally produced in 2009 by the Icebox Radio Theater, copyright that year. Script and post-production by Jeffrey Adams. The song Wishing Well, written and performed by the band Paper Parlor, is from their self-titled CD, available on iTunes. You can learn more about them on the web at paperparlor.bandcamp.com. This program copyright 2015 by the Icebox Radio Theater, International Falls, Minnesota. This season of Radio Icebox is made possible by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council thanks to appropriations from the Minnesota State Legislature's General Arts and Cultural Heritage Funds.